Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thing by the throat and say, I'm your quarterback, Tennessee Titans. And he showed you that he's not. And so anyway, I'm not going to fight y'all that want to give him all the money based on that eight-game stretch John was telling you about in his, what, second season?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Y'all want to do it, you go right ahead. But it's not going to get you where you want to go signing this guy up long-term. John's told you. Dan Orlovsky's told you. Had a similar thing the way you just did it. Broke it down, said, please don't sign this guy, Titans, if you want to. And we're all telling you. So you can keep believing it if you want to in him. I just don't think he's going to get you anywhere.
You're always going to have that playoff win.
That could still be a good team. That's the thing about
it. You know, you're always going to have that. And then that was great. I mean, that you wouldn't trade that. And if that's all that this produces, which, by the way, it will, I mean, that will be the highlight of the Marcus Mariota era, then you have to appreciate the good times, Jason. I mean, just think about you and Kiva. You know,
No, I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
Bringing up too much.
But I'm just saying, like, think about
my wife's off today. She might.
Okay, sorry, Faith. But think about, you know, some of the good times you've had. Not every relationship is meant to last an eternity. You know, sometimes relationships are lessons. And I think this should serve as a lesson for the Titans.
That Jags team looked like a world beater to you?
Absolutely not.
That Jags team that went 2 of 11 on third down last night?
Absolutely not.
Gardner Minshew, he looked like an NFL MVP to you?
You're being outplayed.
It's a team you should beat.
You've been outplayed back-to-back weeks by Jacoby Brissett and Gardner Minshew in your division.
Something's wrong with that, John. Fifth-year dude. Come on, man. I've had enough. And Titans fan, you should have had enough by now. I've come on here late.
Yeah.
I've come on to cheer for you all here late.
Yes,
you're trying to pick up an AFC team.
You're the last of the Mohicans.
Just because of the geographical tie.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of what I'm watching.
It's hard to be.
I know y'all are because you've been doing it for five years.
They're
look in the mirror.
Some of them are in denial about it still.
Man, Toby sending me the text.
The DMs.
Toby, let's pay him today. Let's sign up Marcus for 5 years, $100 million. Why not, right? Where you going to go? I don't get it.
Nobody is faster to reward
Toby
mediocrity
Moore,
than Titans fans.
Very smart brother. But they want more of this punishment. I guess he loves punishment.
It's a fetish, man. It's like one of those, it's like BDSM, you know, being a Titans fan. You know, you like bondage and stuff. It's kind of what you're into. You like getting whipped, you know. You like you pull out like the whip, you know, and chain yourself up.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff. That stuff you young freaky people get into. I don't do that.
I
come out the dressed up in leather.
I can only assume that's how Titans fans get down, because that's how they, that's every Sunday. That's it. They just strap themselves into their couch, you know, and let Marcus Mariota come across their bare ass with a whip.
Y'all stop letting yourself get whipped.
You know? Break the chain, man.
Vrabel, it's time to make the call. Bring in Tannehill.
It's Tanny time in Tennessee.
These folks mess around and lose the Falcons next week, it is?
And they will.
They're sitting there
on the road.
At the 1-3 that I told you, John, you're ridiculous.
Wow.
They're sitting there at the 1-3 that I told you were ridiculous for predicting.
Hey, I don't know if I've ever been more right about this anything in my life.
Look who they got the win against.
Yep.
The one we said, I agree with you there, John. They're going to probably lose that one.
Yep.
And look who the losses have come to. Two sorry-looking teams in the Jags and last week's Colts. That are, you know, win with Jacoby Brissett throwing for 150 yards. Give me a break. Titans fans, y'all know better than this. Your team is better than this. You should be winning these games. Tannehill, at least, you would think, gives you a little bit of a jolt to where maybe those receivers got a little bit more bounce in their step, right? A little bit more belief that the throws will be coming on time and quick and not late. And maybe that offensive line got a little bit more pep in its step. Know that, okay, one more game, we got Taylor Lewan coming back. This guy's going to get the ball out. I ain't got a block all day. Right before the ball's going to get out. My point is, you've got a team that's good enough to compete right now in that division. Don't wait too late.
Yep, no doubt about it. So, listen, it's over for Mariota in Tennessee. I just don't see any way this turns around for him. And you spent two draft picks to get Tannehill. You might as well give him a shot.
Exactly.
I mean, because if you want to wait till after Atlanta, if you lose to Atlanta, whatever it would be, is that a quarter of the schedule? You know, four games,
yes.
Is it? You
yes.
know, if you want to wait until after you lose to Atlanta to make the switch, that's perfectly fine with me. But you have to make the switch, and I think that's inevitable. All right, we do have a heartwarming story that we want to get to in the rundown that has a lot to do with Memphis, and there's a lot to get to in the rundown. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the once a year half off everything sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If it's in the case, it's half off, except loose diamonds. This Friday and Saturday only, all four locations. This is the one half off everything sale in every case at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at $56.99 Mount Moriah. The other is at $71.99 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
I'm going bald because of it, what number 84 has done.
I mean, a patch just floated down off your head, bro.
It doesn't sound like blondes have more fun right now, bro.
Well, they're not having more fun right now.
No, because you just had a weekend from hell.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way, and when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Yeah. I gotta take them back to the crash, man. That's where all this started at, you know what I'm saying?
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We were trapping in and out the door. I remember Miss Shirley House breaking down them things. I remember I used to serve my partner mama. She's a crack fiend. I remember.
All right, every day around this time, we do the rundown leg out.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so I got to be honest with you. I woke up this morning, I cried. And it was not after watching highlights of Marcus Mariota. That was last night. I cried last night. This was this morning.
Why'd you cry this morning, John?
I cried this morning because we've talked about this story, right? This I believe it's MLK College Prep. Is that the school?
Yes, MLK Prep.
Yeah, MLK Prep. We know about we've talked about that story that there was some bullying going on.
Yeah, I had it in the rundown yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
And two young men got new clothes. They got some new clothes for the bullying victim, for the bullied.
Had bullied him.
Yep.
Looked in the mirror, said we're doing the wrong thing, then went to help him. That's how it's pretty much went, right?
And it was captured on video, and as these things go, it made its way back to Ellen DeGeneres. who is absolutely awesome. I mean, this is what she's kind of known for, and I think it's a hell of a thing to be known for, right?
You guys looking more alike every day.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I know, yeah.
You realize she's a woman.
Yes, but the way you're letting your hair do right now?
Yeah.
I checked her. It's very similar.
Okay, that's awesome, man. Thank you for saying
that. It's more Ellen than Eminem.
No,
I think the folks that are calling you Eminem, it need to be a little bit more accurate.
Well, it was Eminem at first, and now that it's growing back in, it's
Ellen.
Becoming more Ellen. But
gotcha.
That's fine for you to say that, man. I'm honored that you
I know
would,
that's not the main point here.
Yeah, I'm honored. And you're not wrong, by the way. You're definitely not wrong that, you know, my brown hair is starting to come back, and, you know, this is just part of the process. And again, I appreciate you.
Let's talk about why you cried.
Keeping me on point here. but anyway, these kids, as these things go, this video got back to Ellen.
Yep.
And so what Ellen does typically in these situations is she invites them.
Come to my studio.
And what happens when you know these kind of kids go to Ellen, they get showered with gifts, they get things and all, you know, whatever. So anyway, they're sitting down. You know, the audio is 8 minutes long, so we don't really have time to play it.
Well, it airs today, right?
Yeah, it airs.
You had like
today.
A sneak peek at the audio or something is what I had to find out.
When you're from Memphis, like, you just know how to get to Memphis stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's like an instinct. But anyway, I've seen the clip already, and maybe I'm spoiling it. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it.
Please don't.
Do you want to? I mean, I have to spoil it now that we've started talking about it. But what happens is, you know, obviously Ellen praises the kids for doing the right thing and recognizing that they were wrong to bully the young
these
man.
These are Memphis kids, y'all. That's why we're talking about this.
And then she says, you know, it went viral. The video went viral. A lot of people saw it. A lot of celebrities saw it. So Will Smith, get on out here. And so Will Smith, Smith.
Bad boys.
Comes out, and you should see the looks on these kids' face.
They can't believe it.
I mean, they are absolutely stunned that Will Smith is here.
Should have seen the look on your face.
Ellen is one thing, right? Like,
right.
Ellen's big time, but Will Smith is on another level. Like, Will Smith is in a
lot. Probably not on Twitter, right? Like, Ellen's got a ton of, if you measure it by Twitter followers, it's probably not, but I'm with you on that.
Will Smith is an absolute, I mean,
he's
legend.
He's a monster.
He is legend. He is legend.
Agreed.
He is legend.
Agreed.
Because he made that movie. Anyway.
He's made a lot of movies.
He comes out, and these kids are just, they put their hands on their face. Like, they are just absolutely stunned and surprised and shocked and awe that he's there.
Will Smith.
And Will Smith is just, like, an unbelievable guy. Like, he is just, and that's what made me kind of emotional. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like, he is just a good-hearted, humble human being, despite the fact that he has so much money, so much fame, not any connection to Memphis, right? Like, what connection
gesture
does he have to Memphis? He comes out and he basically says, you know, what's important is that this is very simple. What you guys did was very easy and very simple, and it's just treating your human being, your fellow human being, with respect and kindness.
And look at the impact. Just a little simple act of kindness, but look at the impact.
And he said, he thought the most important thing was that these kids were guilty of participating, but that they self-corrected.
Right.
That they self-corrected and realized what they did was wrong, and they remedied that situation, and they made that situation right. And so then what happens, of course.
That's just beautiful.
Will Smith gives them all their own individual bags of his clothes, merchandise from his brand.
See, I didn't realize he had a clothing line. I should have known, though.
Yeah, and so they all get clothes from his brand that he hasn't launched yet. They also get brand new pairs of non-average New Balance shoes, as you know. So New Balance provided them all with their own pair of kicks. And then New Balance, and you got to work this into your lives.
You're not an average person, and they're not average kids. They need New Balance.
You got to work this into your lives. But they provided MLK Prep, everybody in the school, with a pair of shoes.
New Balance?
Absolutely.
Good folks.
And then it wasn't done.
That's why I represent them.
Ellen gave each of those kids $10,000.
What?
I mean, they just held the check. I mean, it's just like, man, it's just, I mean, we know what we deal with in Memphis as a community. We know what our struggles are in Memphis. More so, obviously, we live here. We know that $10,000 and those clothes and those shoes, we know what those mean.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, to those kids more than a lot of other communities, you know. And you got a white kid, you have two black kids. I mean, this is an absolutely unbelievable and perfect representation of our city.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome to see Will Smith get involved and Ellen to get involved, you know, for the right reasons. Memphis is getting some shine for the right reasons this time. And, of course it's emotional. Of course you're watching that, and I don't know how you're not moved by it.
Mm-hmm. Mills.
Wow.
Used to having Bennett and Brad here, so it gets a little difficult sometimes.
You said Bennett. You didn't say Brad.
Mills, if you don't mind, and that offense there, would you hit the ding button for me? Do you hear that note? That was John hitting all the right notes.
Thank you.
On that breakdown of Ellen and what happened there. I do have some questions for you.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yep.
Now, the story itself of two black kids giving back to this white kid, right, who and recognize that is not what made you cry.
No.
Right, because that story had been out, and that story had gone viral. That story had actually been out for weeks, right?
Yeah.
And then we find out that Ellen had picked it up, and we could put it in the rundown yesterday. And yesterday when I'm putting it in the rundown and telling you that, John, they're going up to Ellen, they're going to see Ellen, it's going to air on Friday, you did not cry, right?
Correct.
It was only until today when you saw the video, and not when Ellen was breaking down the story,
correct,
right, of the,
yes,
the act of kindness.
Yes.
It was only today,
yes,
when they raised the curtain and it was Will Smith who walked out.
Yes.
That is when you cried.
That is correct.
Will Smith made you cry.
Will Smith did.
Not the act of kindness or Ellen sort of shining the spotlight on
it.
Or Memphis getting its love.
It was all of it.
It was Will coming out from backstage that actually gave you those feelings.
So when Will came out, the dam broke. You know, like the water had gotten to the top of the dam.
Now that I think I will accept.
And then Will comes out, and then it's at the levees break. And it's just, you know, it's hard to keep it in. And I'll be honest with you, man, I will raise my hand. I have cried a lot at Will Smith scenes. I cried.
I need you to back up and tell me which scenes.
Well, there is no question. You cannot not cry.
One scene.
You cannot not cry at that scene. You cannot not cry at the Uncle Phil, you know, Will Smith scene. How come he don't want me,
right,
man?
Right, with the dad.
You cannot not
about,
cry.
About the dad.
As a man.
I understand that.
It's that impossible.
That was Fresh Prince. Are we talking about any movies?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
They have to sleep in the bathroom.
How can you watch that movie?
Okay.
When he gets the job.
Yep.
Like, who is not related? Like, I'm getting chills right now. Like, who is not related?
He's in the role.
To the struggle.
Yep. That was a good movie.
He's trying to make life happen for his kid, and he's going through all this stuff. He's getting parking tickets. Like, and he gets that gig, and he gets that job.
Yep.
And it's just, like, overwhelming. So, cried there. That's about it.
So, he's just an instrument of emotion for you.
He is.
When you see him.
He is.
Right? He doesn't have to be in a role necessarily, or he can just be Will Smith and come on out, and there's going to be tears and happiness.
I think if Will Smith came in this studio right now, I would cry and hug him. Yes. I don't know why that is. I just don't know, but it just is what it is.
See, there's something about that I love and don't want to make fun of. You understand? That's not what I'm here to do, John. I'm not here to get a couple of cheap laughs off you crying because Will Smith came out the back in his tight clothes and all that. You like it.
That has nothing to do with it.
I understand that the sight of that man makes you emotional. I understand that. You're okay?
He's an emotional actor.
What I love, John, is that a white man, a 28-year-old white man, can look up to an accomplished black man like that, John, and there be nothing but respect and love and tears and admiration. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's the kind of America I want to see.
Man, thank you.
When a black man walks out and a white man cries, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That kind of emotion.
Yes.
That's the kind of America I want to be a part of, brother.
That's the America you're living
in. See, that's why I love you, because you are never scared to let the emotion flow.
I am not, man. And I, you know, that Pursuit of Happiness movie, whew.
I can tell it's getting to you right now.
Who cannot? Who among us?
When you see Will come out, it's Pursuit of Happiness.
Absolutely.
You can't separate the two.
Like, even though that might not be his life, and it just felt like it was to me.
It's getting,
you know?
Mills, you better hit next story before I start crying.
Next story.
Penny Hardaway, ladies and gentlemen, has bought a guy that I'm not sure. John, have you cried seeing Penny?
No, I don't cry when I see Penny. I smile.
Doesn't do the same thing.
Yes.
He bought a $4.25 million house once owned by Brad Martin, located near a place that I used to work, you guys know, in the Memphis Country Club. I've seen that house. It's fantastic.
All the way. There's one more scene that I cry at. Sorry. I had to get it out. The dog scene in I Am Legend. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is pretty rough.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm done.
To be sick.
Yeah, he has to put him down.
So is Will Smith the best actor ever?
Well, we can't say he's the best actor ever. But I think he is an unbelievable emotional actor. Like, not unbelievable.
I don't know that he's ever gotten this credit, John. So if you just would like to spend the rest of the rundown talking about, because believe me, I'm all for it. I don't know that he's ever gotten this credit as an actor. I think when we think Wild Wild West and everything, we laugh and we joke about how he gets paid and for some of these roles.
Yeah.
But you, John, he holds a very special place.
No, I think he is as an actor, he is a glass case of emotion. You know, and I think that's an unbelievable skill to have as an actor. You know, it's believable. You know, every time Will Smith cries, I cry. You know, it's like a friend.
Wow.
I mean, I think highly of Will Smith, you know?
We see.
I mean, who doesn't? You can watch a Will Smith movie and see him cry and you don't cry.
Dude, I love Pursuit. It was a great movie and I felt it. And really, and now that I got a kid, I feel it even more. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? You're trying to provide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the idea that the man, that Will Smith, not the Pursuit of Happiness daddy, but the Will Smith, the actual Will Smith, the actor, came out on Ellen and this dude started crying.
Just like, the two it's of just us. That, that's just an emotional song.
So that dude clearly has had an impact with his roles on your life.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's something that I want to hold up and appreciate today,
even as
not
an artist,
make fun of.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, who knew that Will was changing the world like that?
I think people recognize that Will is a great guy. Like I think that's the other part about him that. I think he is universally one of the...
Will Smith.
Yes, I think universally he is... How can you not be a fan of Will Smith?
I am, but I didn't know we were going to start talking about him today like he's MLK. I would have had something prepared. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he's MLK.
I mean, my gosh, brother, everything he's done for our...
I don't know if he's
for humans.
I don't know if he's MLK, but it just in terms of guys who... And anybody, a human who has gotten sort of to his level of fame, who is willing to give back and be as positive and influenced as he is, you don't find many of them. Now, he's made some bad movies like that. We're not going to sit here and act like everything he's been in has been perfect. But I think as
I love Will Smith.
As a sort of philanthropist, right? You know, as a good human being, I'm just telling you, like, I think he's on my Mount Rushmore.
With The Rock?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any others that we didn't know about before today? The Rock, Will Smith. Who else is on that Rushmore for you? The emotion that it wells up for.
I don't know. I had to think about that. But those two are the big ones for sure. You know, I would cry if I ever met The Rock. Like, I would sure cry.
Yeah, we figured that.
I would cry if I met him, and I would cry if I met Will Smith. I don't know if there's anybody else I would cry if I met. Maybe Jesus.
Maybe J. Will.
No, I wouldn't cry. Like, that'd be cool. I'd be like, what's up, man? I'm a huge fan. You know, I've looked up to you, you know, growing up. So that wouldn't be like that.
Got to be black and accomplished.
You don't have to be black.
Obama.
I would love to meet Obama. He doesn't make me emotional, though.
Okay, all right.
I did have his book, The Audacity of Hope.
I'm just, man. Listen, Will Smith's impact has been great. Today, clearly, it was an eye-opener for me about the impact he's had on your life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Penny Hardaway has a new home.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can get to it. I've been so rattled, I've been so thrown off by this. I didn't know we were going to get emotional today when it came to Will Smith. But yes, a home, John, over there by my former employer, the Memphis Country Club. $4.25 million. You guys know he owns several houses around town. I think one out in Whitehaven, one over in Southwind, and is now buying the home of former Memphis interim president Brad Martin. John, who at one time we thought was your uncle, found out that you two are not related. That's what we always used to joke around over the CA, saying how you got all those scoops. John Martin was just resourceful and very good at what he was doing, not related to Brad Martin. Penny moved closer to the university. He's going to have a house close to the university. We figured this was going to happen at some point or another.
Yep.
If you were a U of M coach, it's typically the thing to do. It was John had one close to the to Memphis. You would have the players.
It was Galloway, right?
Yeah, over there off. And then Tubby was more right on the golf course, if I'm not mistaken. Was John on Cherry? I want to say he was on Cherry, the street. And anyway, Tubby was right there on the actual golf course. And there you got you got Penny right over there off of near the Memphis Country Club. So anyway, close to the house, you like this because you can have the guys over. It's like a, you know, an extension of the campus that, in terms of where them and coming over. And Penny Hardaway got money to spend, $4.25 million, and it is now his home over there near Memphis Country Club.
Yeah, congratulations to Penny Hardaway.
You know, he's only making $1.6 million.
On the new days, that will not last long. That will not last, I mean, much longer. He'll go through the year. It's exactly what happened with Josh. We talked about this. He'll go through this year, and then he'll get a raise. You know, he'll get an extension, he'll get a raise. I mean, that's just how it goes. You get the number one recruiting class in your second year, You have a good year. You make the tournament. Then you get the raise. That's just, you know, and he'll get –
I suspect that's exactly the timeline.
They'll bump him up to 2.6, 2.9, you know, something like that. And then with bonuses, he can probably eclipse $3 million. I mean, that's they're going to – he's going to get market rate because he's doing that good of a job. It'd be, I mean, his agent's not going to let him get anything less than that, you know. I mean, the cutting Memphis break because he's one of their own is over. I mean, that's, you know, this is year two now going into year three. You know, right. I mean, it's time to, you know, get down to business. So anyway, new crib for Penny Hardaway. All right, we'll be back. We'll talk NFL with Evan Abrams from the Action Network when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket. And they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Howie, it's so big, Robert Irwin Jewelers only does it once a year.
We're having our annual half-off sale this Friday and Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get half off everything in the store.
Everything in the store, all four locations, is half off.
With the exception of loose diamonds.
How about engagement rings?
Half off.
Diamond pendants?
Half off.
Watches?
Are you just trying to see how I say half off?
I like you with half off.
All half off.
Thank you, Howie. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
2 days only, this Friday and Saturday. All four locations, but don't go online for this one. In-store only.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Today.
Here's an equation that you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings, so let's do the math. Now, you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It is basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or browse through our offers at O'ReillyAuto.com, where you can earn double points shopping online. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Abrams is a sports betting media and content specialist for the Action Network. He's on Twitter at Evan H. Abrams. He joins us Friday. He joins us now. Hey, Evan, the Titans took a tough one, tough loss last night. Mike Vrabel came out today and said quarterback is not something that they are currently looking at. It's sort of a non-sort of betting question, but maybe it's not. Is that the right move? Is it time to be looking at a quarterback change for the Titans?
I mean, first of all, thanks for having me on. I think the issue with Tennessee and the issue with Mariota is just consistency. In his career, 25-33-2 against the spread, 8 games under .500. He's just a mediocre quarterback when it comes to covering, and you saw it last night. I mean, bettors were all over him. 63% of tickets on Tennessee. They were 1.5-point road favorites, and they just didn't look good at all. Nothing really looked composed. And next week they're in Atlanta. Right now, FanDuel has it at 5.5 points. The look-ahead line was 4, so already moving towards Atlanta. And in that, I just don't think you can look at the backup. I don't think it's something you want to do. But there's also not too much expectations in Tennessee when you can't have consistency, right?
Right. Are the Jaguars, like, are they okay with Gardner Minshew? Like, are they going to be, like, an okay team this year?
I think it's a fascinating question, but the thing you do have to look at is their defense. If Ramsey stays and their defense is actually composed and plays well, I think they have a shot to compete in that division. That division is a mess. I mean, when you're looking at Houston as a class, I mean, that team's not consistent either. But the thing I look at Jacksonville, they're still averaging under 20 points per game through 3 games. So it's not like they're scoring. And Minshew has been amazing. He's really done a great job. 5 touchdown passes, only 1 pick, but you know, he has a way to go. Let's see him play some other opponents. And he's been good under pressure, but we'll see going forward.
How about the Packers, Evan? They're 2-0 now, playing well on both sides of the ball. At least Aaron looked really good early on in that Minnesota game. That defense has been good for 2 games, pretty solid. They've got the Broncos this week. I think they're 7.5-point favorites. Are the Packers for real? Do they look like the division favorite to you?
I think they are the division favorite, but I think they're only a division favorite for one reason. Nobody has any faith in Minnesota. Minnesota's looked good for about 6 quarters so far this year.
Yep.
They had their 2 quarters that they didn't look really well in their last game. But to be honest with you, I think the Packers are the class just because I think Rodgers looked at this as a real revenge year. And the stat that I love about Rodgers is he's the opposite of a letdown guy. After beating a division opponent since 2014, 13-2-1 straight up and against the spread. So
wow.
He does a tremendous job at bouncing back off of wins, which most people kind of dip, come back, dip, come back.
Yep.
He's not that guy.
We are, of course, talking to Evan Abrams. He joins us every single Friday here on the show. One of the best games of the weekend, if not the best game of the weekend, Baltimore, Kansas City. The Chiefs are favored by 5.5. The over-under right now I'm seeing is 52. What about this game do you like, Evan?
This is, to me, the most fascinating game of the weekend for one reason. Well, you've got amazing offenses. From Baltimore and KC's side, both teams have been electric. The over-under was at its high at 55. Now down to, right now, as I saw it, was about 52. And the reason that that's coming in at that number is the trend is the under at home in Arrowhead. It's 33-18-1 under Andy Reid, the most profitable team in that spot, 18-9-1 since 2016. And the thing that's great is it shows in the numbers. KC's defense at home, 17.1 points per game, best in the NFL. Road defense, 23.2. So it's like a 6-point delta. That's the play in the game, and that's what all the professionals are looking at.
Do you, just your thoughts on that Ravens team, And I know that, you know, and as far as Lamar Jackson, if this is sustainable, or is there not, you know, do you expect, you know, defenses to ultimately adjust like we thought they would do in year two? Frankly, right now, he's still killing the league. Do you expect him to keep this up at this pace?
This pace, no. I think people were adjusting for, I mean, listen, Miami is an outlier. I don't even want to really look at that. And
absolutely.
Miami is going to be the quote was, the Dolphins are going to be the Coors Field of football this year.
I'm with you, 100%.
I mean, anytime you know, you face them, that's really what you're going to see. But I think when you come to the Ravens offense, if Lamar can keep up the accuracy and can keep up the passing game, the running is going to be so easy for them because they're going to have to play to the pass sometimes that they're going to be really effective going forward. So to me, it's about a down-the-field and accurate Lamar Jackson.
Miami certainly seems to look like one of the worst teams of all time, and certainly have a chance to go 0-16. They are 22.5-point dogs on the road at Dallas. Are you feeling comfortable with Dallas minus 22.5? That is a big number.
It's a huge number. History tells you, especially with Jason Garrett, it's not good. 7-13-1 against the spread as a favorite of a touchdown or more. Literally, one of the worst coaches in our database in that spot. I mean, when you look at Miami, I just can't tell you to bet on them, and bettors aren't either. The three biggest ticket games this weekend in terms of public percentage, the Rams, and then you've got the Cowboys and Patriots. People are really, really, really hammering these big favorites, and the lines are just going up. So in my opinion, this is a complete stay away. I just don't trust Dallas's offense to care. But on the other side, I am not putting my money near Miami.
If I was going to bet on one of these 22-point lines, it would be New England minus 22. I feel confident, and we know Bill Belichick is not afraid to run up the score, especially, you know, divisionally. Where are you on Jets, Patriots? Pat's favored by 22 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're on the right side. I think you do look at New England if you're going to bet that game. I think an interesting play in that game might be the over. In that, when he's on the road and he's a big favorite like he was last week, they tend to go under. He's 11-0 to the under as a double-digit road favorite. But in these home spots, New England tends to run up the score, and the Jets and their opponents tend to get a few points on the board. So I'd probably look at 43.5. It's actually down from 48, so you might actually get a good number there.
What should I do with the Rams? I think it's they're a three-point favorite on the road at Cleveland. What do you do there?
Man, this is a tough one, and it's a tough one because you just don't know what you're going to get from Cleveland. You've seen 2 weeks of just chaos.
Yep.
Week one, it was just atrocious. Week two, they played a Jets team, and you had no idea what was going on. The one thing I'm going to look at, and this is a crazy stat, teams on short rest after playing in New York, the Jets and Giants, they're 3-20 against the spread since 2003. The Jets and Giants are the two least profitable teams off of short rest. So it is not easy to come into New York and the hype and the fun and the city and then go on short rest somewhere else. It's a tough spot for Baker and crew. And the public is all over the Rams. Like I said, the most public ticket this weekend is L.A. in that game. So that's a tough call. If I had to look at it, I would wait and actually go against the trend. I would look at Cleveland.
Okay.
But I want more points. I want to wait. And I think the public's going to rush that lineup, especially with the night primetime game.
I want to touch on some rookie quarterbacks here, Evan. You got Daniel Jones in his first start with the Giants against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It is on the road. The Bucs are favored by 6. What do you think about that?
Well, the thing you have to look at when you're talking about the Bucs favored by 6 is Jameis. Jameis is 5-11 against the spread as a favorite. Literally one of the worst quarterbacks. He doesn't do this well. And the spot and the hype is something we haven't seen with Jameis at all. This is the first time he's been favored off a win since 2016. Tampa's not used to this. This isn't something they roll together. So if I'm going to play this game, I'm probably going to play Tampa, but I don't like the line. This is a complete stay away from me because over 6, which to me is just as much of a key number sometimes as 7, I can't play it. And the thing that I'm looking at, I need the Giants receivers to get healthier. Right now they're getting Shepard back, but Latimer's out, Fowler's questionable. They just don't have enough offense on that side for me to play them.
And then Kyler Murray, as we know, the Cardinals are 0-1-1. They do have Carolina coming to town. Doesn't sound like Cam Newton is going to play. Arizona is favored by 2. This one feels tricky to me because Carolina's not a bad football team. Like, they have, you know, a decent defense and they have some weapons on offense. This kind of feels like a trap to me. If I was going to bet it, I'd probably go Panthers plus two. Where are you at on this?
To me, I am probably with you, but the thing you have to look at with Arizona, and it's going to be the most they're probably going to be the most fascinating team the rest of the season, is they're second in pace, they're first in pace in the first half, and they're playing an air raid right now. Their no huddle rate is 54%. The second highest team below them are the Falcons at 18%. So Kingsbury is just playing so much faster. They're playing more plays. And I think the real opportunity is potentially the over in Arizona games. And when they're big underdogs like they were against Baltimore, they're going to score more points late, and they're going to get some back doors for you because of just how many plays they have on offense. And it's something you really have to pay attention to going forward to see if that keeps up.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, Evan, man, we appreciate
great
it,
stuff,
brother. Thank you.
Yeah, great time, guys. See you next week.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
He is Evan Abrams. From the Action Network. Yeah, that just feels like to me, man, like the Panthers have a solid defense. Like, they're not a bad team. You know, like, they're like, I don't know about the Cardinals yet. I'm not sure. Like, you know, they tie with the Lions and obviously lost last week to Baltimore. They have a fast, exciting, interesting offense, but like, are they a good team? I don't know. Like,
no.
they're not. You know, they're not a good team. So I don't know. I don't think I'd like, if I was going to bet that game, I'd go Cardinals. I'd go Panthers plus two, even without Cam Newton, because they still have McCaffrey. They have some good young receivers. They got a solid defense.
Away from that.
But that probably is a stay away. That probably is, as our man Evan would say, a stay away. I feel pretty confident about New England covering the 22.
I thought that was pretty wise. You sounded like a vet right there.
Yeah.
Taking that one as opposed to the Dallas one, right, where they might stop caring.
Yes.
Dallas is favored by 22.5, 22.
I'm telling you, like,
Miami.
I can do the NFL betting. I can't, like, that's why we go to taco meat on the college football. I don't have it. I have a great feel for NFL. I have a horrible feel for college football. Like, it's hard for me. I lose on CFB. All the time, I lose.
Well, not taco meat. He's 6-4.
He is 6-4, and
I has the gout.
And I am told that he is going to battle through it today. He's going to battle through
the
gout.
Man, I'm thankful for that.
I don't know if this is something that we get into when we come back, but Memphis.
No, anything but Raiders Vikings. Please.
Okay. Yes, I did not ask that. Nobody.
I was surprised.
About that.
I'm proud of you.
There's no reason to. We're not going anywhere. We got one win on TV, and I'm happy for that. You know, I'm just happy to have gotten. We're undefeated on national television.
Just be real. You're more passionate about the Titans right now than you are the Raiders. Just be real.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know if this is something that we get into now or later or never, but I'm going to talk about it. I'm just going to address it. I'm going to just put it out there. Memphis mayoral candidate Tammy Sawyer said she is upset with the date of Memphis Madness.
Well, why is she upset?
Because I think that's Election Day.
Of course it is. We've known that for a long time.
October 3rd, which is the same day of Memphis Madness, is also Election Day.
Of course.
And she said, and I don't want to misquote her here, but she did tweet earlier today about it, and she said she cringed. She said she cringed when she found out that it was on the same day because, we quote, we talk about all the ways systems drive voter engagement down. In a basketball town, more people will be checking in to see if JT and Drake show up this year than city election results. I wish this wasn't a conflict. I mean, you are getting it from the Memphis mayoral candidate, Tammy Sawyer, bruh.
It don't stop.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, I knew since we're coming up here on the 1 year that some would bring it back, obviously. And look, I'm ready to embrace. I'm ready to embrace the jokes and all the comeback. I mean, you know, you're on the 1 year anniversary. But to think that it would come as well from a mayoral candidate. I mean, get your kicks.
Has Tammy lost your vote?
Have I not gotten enough kicks? Have I not been? Next week we'll have on, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, the organizers of Madness going to come in here on Tuesday, maybe tell us who's going to be here or not. I'm sure they'll get their kicks in as well, John Martin.
Yes.
Tammy. E2?
Has she lost her vote?
She got in a JT Drake tweet, huh, bruh? Read it to me again.
I got to go find it. Are you sure you want me to?
Read it to me again.
You're like the Titans fan.
I'm a
Mariota.
I love punishment. Hit me with it one more time.
I cringed when Memphis Madness was announced for Election Day. We talk about all the ways systems drive voter engagement down. In a basketball town, more people will be checking in to see if JT and Drake show up this year than city election results. I wish this wasn't a conflict.
Coughing up blood here.
Unbelievable.
Well, Tammy, it's not going to be one this year. I don't know if you've paid any attention, but Jason has not predicted anything this year other than OJ's coming, and I'm joking about that. All right, so don't take it seriously. Don't have to worry about Drake and JT this year, Tammy, or anybody poking to see if that's going to be who's there.
I love it when you like talk directly to your critics. You know, like it's one of my favorite things. It's like
one of this city's favorite things is coming back to Old Smooth and JT and Drake.
I mean, it's like,
and listen, I've been training. I got off the smokes for this because I knew when we got back to this one year, you know, that I would have to be strong, and I'm ready. I just didn't think I'd have to take it from a mayoral candidate.
It's like it's like every year, you know, it's like Michael Myers comes around on October 31st, you know?
Oh, yeah, something I have to deal with for a long time.
every year on October the 3rd or 4th or whatever it is.
Used to be something we would have to deal with. Now it's just something you have to deal with, Jason. You've conveniently separated yourself. You've conveniently separated yourself,
well,
and that's fine.
I've tried, but it hasn't worked.
These shoulders are broad.
I've tried, but it hasn't worked because they were still a Facebook post about me talking about the OJs and Tyler Perry when I wasn't even the one that said that. You know, so it's not like I've done a good job of separating myself. I need to work on that. You know, that was all Jason. I just want to repeat that.
I think you've made it clear.
Tammy Sawyer lost your vote. That is sad. Well, you're a Willie guy. You're a Willie guy for sure.
What is wrong with you?
Are you not?
What have I told you about that?
We have never talked about it.
You want to pick my vote. You want to pick my vote based on my race.
No.
You have done this now for years.
No.
Yes,
no.
You have.
What?
You have done this now for
years. Who was the last one?
I can't remember, but it was some race you said, and I'm going to pick the black candidate, of course, because I'm black.
Oh.
That's just what you do. It's you're assuming.
I'm sorry.
You know what they say about folks that assume.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
So you don't know if Tammy going to get my vote or not.
You're right. That's between you and yourself. You know, that's your privacy. We respect that. If you want to tell us, I'm sure you will. You know?
I'll let you know my endorsement before the race, much like the CA just did. I'll let you know mine as we get closer.
Okay, man. All right, we will come back. Taco's going to join us at 1 o'clock. He's going to pick some games. He's got gout, but he's got heart, too. And so we will talk to him at 1 o'clock. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Score big savings up to $8,000 off during Wolf Chase Toyota's tailgate time. Shop our giant selection of new Toyotas and save up to $8,000 off MSRP at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Wolf Chase Toyota, Germantown Parkway in Cordova, wolfchasetoyota.com. Offer on select models, 2019 Toyota Land Cruiser V8 SUV 4x4, stock number K408-29937, MSRP 87587. Excludes tax, tag, title, registration, and $599 dealer fee. Offer expires 9/30/19, based on Toyota reporting from 2018 sales.
There was a time when Western boots and even work boots needed a break-in period to be comfortable. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans believes there is a better way. And that better way is Ariat Boots. For tough jobs, Cowboy Corner and Ariat Boots answer the call because they are comfortable, durable, have great Western styling, and features a removable, breathable orthotic for all-day comfort. Now for the month of September, all Ariat adult boots are $20 off the regular low price. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your Western boot headquarters since 1957 on Goodman Road in South Haven.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Football season is finally here, so you're going to be tailgating on the weekends or attending watch parties or just sitting on your couch taking it all in. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy doing that with a drink. And if you want to drink what I drink, get a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf swing suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group is who you need to go with if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Jennifer and her team are licensed in both Tennessee and Mississippi. So, no matter where you're looking to buy or sell in this area, the Live Love Memphis Group, they are ready to go to work for you. They went to work for Mandy. Mandy wanted to sell her existing home in Arlington for the same price as the new construction that was going up all around her. She was listed with another agent for 4 months with no luck. Live Love got involved. They listed her home, strategically advertised the cost-benefit to buying an existing property as opposed to new construction. They sold the home in 1 week.
1 week. For them, it took them just 6 days to sell my home. They've done it for Lewis. They've done it for Marla. They've done it for Mandy, as John said. They've done it for Chris. Have done it for over 1,000, over 1,100 by this time. Been in business for 10 years, and it's why business is booming, because they're going to get that home sold for you. And the bottom line is simple. That's what I found out, right? You make that call, 901-685-6000. You ask for Jennifer Carstensen, and very soon you'll find out that home's getting sold. Why? Because she's going to tell you all the right steps. Again, make it nice and simple for you. This won't get complicated or convoluted. They keep it simple over at the Live Love Memphis Group because that's how they do it. Listen, if you've had a home that's been on the market for weeks or, God forbid, for months, it's because you're with the wrong group. They're not working efficiently enough for you. They're not successful. Get with the successful group. That's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so we have a situation on our hands. We have a domestic incident going on as we speak to our west, But you're unfamiliar with this, Jason, because you're not exactly, I would say, prolific on the internet or social media. You know, you can use it when you have to, but I wouldn't say you're prolific.
Oh, man, you made me sound like my dad or something.
Well, no, I mean, your dad's pretty good at it. Your dad's pretty good at it.
You got jokes.
No, your dad be on Facebook, letting them off. He'd be letting them political takes fly on Facebook. I'd be seeing them, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Les Smith's political insight. But if you were on Facebook a lot, you would have seen this Area 51 junk. There is a Facebook event that was announced for today at Area 51, Jason. Basically, that was called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. Well, they are certainly going to test that theory because two music fests are going on right outside of Area 51.
Mm.
And so far, it's peaceful. But I think government officials have let people know that if you do attempt to trespass, we will have to take appropriate measures, which will most likely end up with you face down in the dirt, dead.
They are not going to shoot them folks.
You don't think so?
No, they'll arrest them.
Nah, dude. If you trespass on Area 51, they're going to take aggressive measures, I bet. I mean, it's Area 51, man. This is like classified stuff. This isn't like...
No, that's where they got all the aliens and stuff, right?
Well, that's what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks...
Oh, that's what they... What, do you know what's back there? Like, everybody thinks like you
no,
actually know. Oh.
I don't know, man.
Oh, you were talking like you knew.
Well, nobody knows, actually, other
it's
than...
It's because it's alien stuff, like I told you.
No, it's
they've
like...
They got a UFO back there. They've got bodies of aliens. They've done all kinds of studies back there.
You don't
I know
believe
all about
that.
This.
You don't actually believe that, do you? You believe they have aliens back there? They have alien life forms or UFOs back there? It's a military site, right? Like, that's what it is.
I believe they got some freaky stuff, yes, because I'm not foolish enough to believe that...
What do you think they're doing, like, human experiments, man?
What? Not what human.
What do you think they have back there?
Aliens.
Describe alien.
Something that not of this earth.
Like a thing? Like a...
I'm not telling you it's alive.
Okay, so it's a dead alien is what you think they have back there.
Probably so.
Okay, and what are they doing with them?
They study them.
Now, there's a fella named Bob Lazar who claims to have worked at Area 51.
Yeah.
And he said they had multiple ships, that they had certainly had alien bodies, and that he believed that they had some that were alive still.
Thank you. I don't know where John's been. He's been under a rock or something.
That's a conspiracy theory, dude. That is everybody has conspiracy theories about everything in the history of time.
How can you look at mine with such disgust, like you know that this one's wrong, but all the others are right?
You know what the craziest conspiracy theory?
You don't know.
Craziest conspiracy theory of all time is that all of them are false.
But the
all the conspiracy theories are...
That's the craziest one of all of them.
Most conspiracy theories are false, though. Most of them are stupid.
But, you know, some of them have to be true.
Not really. None of them have to be true. I mean, they're conspiracy theories ginned up by, you know, people think the world is flat. People think the earth is flat.
Tell me more. There's two concerts out there right now.
Yes, there's at least one. There were two planned.
Did they have to get permits from the area to have the concert?
No, they don't have permits from the area at all.
To do a concert?
It's just like out in the open. It's just like in the middle of the damn, the desert, basically.
Some places you got to go and have a permit. You got to find the owner of that place, John, and ask to have it.
I can assure you they do not have
it. And I didn't know if any of that is government land.
They have absolutely no permission whatsoever from Area 51 or that area of the country to be doing what they're doing.
They could be moved out right now just for the act of having the concert, is what you're saying.
I guess. I don't know what the laws are dictating that area.
Because they're probably on private property.
But 1.5 million people...
There's one
said
and
they
a half
were going.
Oh,
no,
said they're going
on the Facebook event,
and it's all white people.
Yeah, only it's according to Wikipedia, only 150 people showed up. But can you imagine like being one of those 150 people? You know, like just thinking I'm gonna storm Area 51. Like
I had more folks out there trying to save Lionel Hollins' job than 150 people.
They
like
had more than
160 people that came
down. Lionel rally than
remember
the Area
for the Lionel
51
rally?
Raid?
I mean, come on, bro. I thought you white people were stronger than this.
Well, I think when you are threatened with, like, brute force.
Where are your numbers?
They don't want you to see what they have back there. It's military technology. It's not alien life forms, dude.
Oh, I knew you had the answer the way you're looking at me like it can't be aliens. It's what now? Military
technology.
Guns, technology.
Yeah, aircraft, stuff like that. They're, you know, it's a testing site, you know, for that stuff. It's not, you know, UF. You don't have an alien. Like, who the Bob Lazar? He's probably on PCP, you know?
When did you decide that's what it is as opposed to aliens? You don't think anything's landed on this earth that they have in there, ever?
From a
all
different
the years that this
universe
earth has been
or galaxy or something like
I don't
that?
Know where it's from. I'm just telling you, something out of the sky, bro. You think nothing's dropped down?
Nothing that you would be able to say is an alien, like in the sense of that you're thinking about, like that you're going to see on an X-Files episode. Sure. Like, you're not going to see, like, a little green thing with eyes. Like, no. You believe in aliens?
You thought, in the sense that you think we're the only life form in this big old universe, that we're the only thing that can actually look at each other and have a decent conversation. You know what I mean? The intelligent life form is the way I believe it's put.
Okay, so you think...
You think we're the only thing. In this big old universe
I think there might be, like, by the very definition of life forms, maybe somewhere out there. But do I think there are walking, talking, you know, animate, like, human-resembling things in a different universe, galaxy?
Nobody sat up here and said they look like a human, John, did I?
Okay, so you think we have Avatar? You think we have a bunch of avatars in this universe?
I don't know what it looked like, man.
Okay, so do you, but you think there are people out there?
I think there's a good possibility we ain't the only thing out there.
Mills, you look like you would be at Area 51 right now.
100%, we are not the only intelligent life forms in this universe.
I mean, come on.
It's silly to say that we are.
Is that a little bit arrogant to think
it's
that,
very
you know,
arrogant.
Now, here's one point, too, because the folks in the church now, there's a little bit of a separation here that will tell you, well, Jason, of course we're the only thing. And look, I get down with the Bible, I understand it, but I'm also, look, I'm a realist. And I look at how big this universe is, and for us to think that we're the only thing here that's intelligent, look at the way John looking at me. I just think that's a little bit arrogant, John. It's a big, big place. Hell, the world's big. Imagine the universe, fool.
Do you think somewhere out there there's like a...
This is a good science thing. What does your man Neil deGrasse Tyson say?
I don't know. I haven't asked him. Remember, we canceled him, so I don't know. Like, I don't know where that all that stands. I think scientists would probably tell you that yes, it is arrogant and silly to say that we're... I'm thinking in terms of, like, the aliens who...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.